As a neighboring country, to voice their concern over the difficult situation their Turkmen relatives are in. Victoria's news conference in Lithuania's capital Vilnius, that Turkey is expressing its views on problems experienced by Turkmen should not be perceived as interference in Iraq's internal affairs. Will said they believe that everyone has the responsibility to show sensitivity, just like Turkey, so that Iraq's stability is not further damaged. Turkey has made all kinds of high-ranking initiatives and will continue to do so, he added. Turkmen leaders in Iraq have called on everyone not to remain silent to the incident in the northern Iraqi town of Tal Afar bombarded by U.S. planes. Turkmen leaders who met in the building of the Iraqi Turkmen Front in Mosul urged everyone to start a dialogue for an end to report to acts of violence in Tal Afar. The leader of Iraqi Turkmen Front and Turkmen Independent Movement, Shakir Hajioğlu, said that the people living in the area were in a difficult situation, adding that they did all that was possible to end acts of violence in the town. Hajioğlu said that they ordered coalition forces to leave the town as soon as possible. Meanwhile, there are reports of clashes in the town. Iraqi Turkmen Front sources said that over 100 people have been killed in the clashes. The European Union would be unjustified in flatly rejecting membership negotiations with Turkey later this year and delaying a decision on whether to open talks with Turkey. EU Enlargement Commissioner Günter Verhoeven said in an interview released Friday. In an interview for Saturday's edition of the Daily Mail, Verhoeven said he had yet to reach conclusions. The situation is not perfect in Turkey, but can one, because of that, kick Turkey out, he asked. Still, Verhoeven said he did not expect Turkey to become an EU member before 2015. Greek Deputy Foreign Minister Yanis Valikanis has said that Athens wants European labor, adding they support Turkey's bid to join the European Union. In an interview with the Greek daily Apoia Vermetini, Valikanis noted that Turkey's journey to Europe is not short and easy. Also touching on the Cyprus issue, Valikanis said that Cypriot people had expressed their opinion in a referendum held in April. The Turkish Cypriot community wants to be part of Europe in the future. The European Union can play an important role at this point. We believe that possibilities and dynamics for a solution that will be accepted by both sides exist, he added. The Speaker of Polish Senate, Longin Postusiak, has said that Poland will provide every kind of support for Turkey's journey to the European Union. Postusiak attended fall activities held by Poles who have been living in Poland's care since 1842. Postusiak said that Poles residing in Poland's care had kept their culture, religious beliefs, and practices for 162 years. Noting that this would set a beautiful example while joining the European Union. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan will leave for Tajikistan on Monday, September 13th, to attend the 8th summit meeting of the Organization for Economic Cooperation. On the same day, Erdogan will attend a dinner to be given by President Emomali Rahmonov in honor of heads of state taking part in the summit. Prime Minister Erdogan will attend the 8th summit meeting of the Organization for Economic Cooperation on Tuesday, September 14th, and a lunch to be given by President Rahmonov, following which he will return home. Turkey's economy is expected to grow 7% in the third quarter of this year. State Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Abdul Latif Şener, who told TRT the first data obtained, said that the end of year economic growth target would be 10%. After all, the Zara national income per capita will be $4,000, he said. And that's the end of the news from the Voice of Turkey.
Review of the Turkish press.
coverage to developments in Iraq and Turkey, European Union relations.
Earlier tonight, that foreign minister and deputy prime minister Abdullahi called his American counterpart Colin Powell on Friday evening for an end to be put to attacks targeting Turkmens in the northern Iraqi town of Tower Afar. The Daily Report says Ankara gave Mr. Powell the message that using force against Turkmens is wrong when no action has been taken against the terror organization PKK Congo Girl. The same daily quotes U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz as having said that Erdogan targeted supporters of the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and that they took Turkey's initiative into consideration. Sabah reports that Turkey hardens its stance on developments in Iraq, and the general staff warns that developments cause deep concern. Hürriyet reports that the Turkish television stations broadcast a video on Friday that claims that Habib Aktaş, who is a suspected leader of a Turkish al-Qaeda cell blamed for November suicide bombings in Istanbul, was killed this week in a U.S. bombing raid in Ayat al-Anbar region. The Daily says the television station showed Aktaş's body wrapped in a cloth. Cumhuriyet says that today is the third anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks in the United States. The Daily says that the bereaved parents and grandparents of World Trade Center victims will read aloud the names of those who lost their lives on September 11th, 2001, and the ceremony will be held at Ground Zero, where the Star was once stood, and nationwide. Communities will observe the September 11th in their own ways, with services at firehouses, memorial dedications, the tolling of bells, and at flag ceremonies. Zaman says that the growth rate in the first 6 months in Turkey was 13.5%. The Daily quotes a statement made by the State Statistics Institute as having said that Turkey's economy had grown by 14.4% beyond expectations in the second quarter of this year, comprising of the months of April, May and June. Sabah reports that European and US media gave wide coverage to last week's visit to Turkey by the EU Enlargement Commissioner, Günter Verheugen. Daily also quotes foreign dailies as having said that Verheugen made positive statements during his visit, but refrained from making any statements on the issue related to a date being given to Turkey for the start of accession talks within the Union. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is having said in a speech he made during a ceremony held on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the establishment of the Anadolu Isuzu Company that the EU giving Turkey a date for entry talks will increase foreign entrepreneurs coming to Turkey. The Daily quotes Erdogan as having also said that Turkey's automotive exports reached $4.1 billion, with an increase of 7.7% in the first half of this year, and that Turkish companies functioning in the automotive sector continuously increase their scope. Hürriyet reports that this year's European Peace Award will be presented to Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Greek Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis, and that the award presentation ceremony will be held at Dolmabahce Palace in Istanbul on October the 30th. The same daily writes that at the opening of the Saloniki Fair, Greek Prime Minister Karamanlis once again extended an olive branch to Turkey, saying that they supported Turkey's bid to join the European Union and the efforts being made by its government to meet membership conditions. The dailies also report that the new academic year will begin on Monday, September the 13th. Hürriyet quotes the National Education Minister Hüseyin Çelik as having said that this year's schools will open with various activities and competitions. And that was the review of the Turkish press, brought to you by the Voice of Turkey, broadcasting to you from studios in Ankara.
The Voice of Turkey presents Outlook.
EU Commissioner Günter Verheugen came to Turkey on a four-day fact-finding visit on September the 5th. This visit, paid prior to the Turkey Progress Report, which is due out on October the 5th, and which will be a basis for the EU for its decision at its summit in December on whether to open accession talks with Turkey, bears great importance as it gives the opportunity for discussions to be held on the latest developments in regard to Turkey's reform process. Mr. Verheugen met Foreign Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Abdullah Gül for an assessment of the reforms carried out by Turkey since 1999 and of the plans launched on the path to EU membership. Turkish authorities expressed their hope that the progress report will be fair and impartial, reaffirming once again Turkey's will to join the EU and their resolve to continue with the reforms process. Foreign Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül at a press conference held jointly with Commissioner Verheugen after the talks said that although Turkey did everything in the way of fulfilling the political criteria, reaching the point described as the critical threshold, reforms will be maintained uninterruptedly. EU Commissioner Verheugen said for his part that the Kurdish report will be an honest, fair and impartial one, taking into consideration the reforms enacted by Turkey, admitting that Turkey covered an unignorably big distance in meeting the political criteria, and the decision to be made in December about Turkey cannot be postponed anymore, nor should it be in any way. Mr. Verheugen, who met the EU ambassadors in Ankara at a working breakfast and the representatives of civil liberties associations, also visited Diyarbakir, Izmir and Istanbul to have talks with the administrative officials and the representatives of non-governmental organizations. Mr. Verheugen, in the light of the strides taken by Turkey in its membership process, gave some warm messages boosting Turkey's expectations from the European Union at the end of this year, but did not hesitate to point out that there is need for additional steps in certain areas, especially where the reform's implementation is concerned. The release on September 6, 2004 of the Independent Turkey Commission report, which came simultaneously with the arrival in Turkey of the EU Commissioner Verheugen, was also another favourable development. The Independent Turkey Commission report said the application on Turkey of measures different from those demanded of the other candidates is not fair, that opening accession talks with Turkey is politically necessary provided that the EU Commission ascertains the fulfilment of the political criteria, and that anything to the contrary will be a move to harm the EU's credibility and to violate its contractual commitments. As is known, it was decided at the EU Copenhagen Summit in 2002 that a decision be made at the EU Summit in December 2004 on whether to start entry talks with Turkey depending on the 2004 Turkey Progress Report and what it recommends in this respect. The taking of such a decision by the EU at the end of this year is one of Turkey's first priority foreign policy targets. The intense contacts conducted with the EU all year round, including Mr. Verheugen's Turkey visit, the firm resolve displayed by Turkey and the concrete steps taken in the desired direction lay the foundations necessary for a decision by the EU in December to open accession talks with Turkey. Turkey believes that the European Union, by duly assessing the distance covered by Turkey towards its goal, will make a decision to open accession talks in the shortest time possible, which will benefit not just Turkey, but also the European Union.
The Voice of Turkey presented at the European Union and Turkey. Welcome to another program in our series, The European Union and Turkey, in which every 2 weeks we try to inform you of Turkey's relations with the European Union. The European Commission's President, Walter Hallstein, during the partnership agreement signing ceremony between Turkey and the European Economic Community in 1964, said that Turkey is part of Europe and will join the bloc as a full member. The partnership agreement envisages Turkey's membership probabilities when it fulfills the membership criteria. When Turkey signed the partnership agreement, the community was made up of only 6 countries, and they did not know that Turkey one day will share the borders of Europe. And in addition, when the Cold War conditions are taken into consideration, Turkey should be added to the West and Europe. As EU borders near Turkey, European conservatives, as if they hadn't noticed this reality while signing the partnership agreement, started putting emphasis on the cultural and religious differentiations. Largest powers of the EU have tried to add a paragraph referring to the Union as a Christian club. The zealous criteria are about lack of basic priority of law, respect to human rights and minorities, functioning market policy, implementation of the EU laws, and the support of the Union's targets. As to religious tolerance and religious freedom, the most prestigious tradition of Europe, what would freedom of religion would mean if everybody practices the same religion? Turkey, when compared with Finland, is a totally different country as well as France. The EU wasn't successful when it overcomes the cultural opposites, not it omits them. France, only after the Second World War, started cultural similarity with Germany.
the Third Reich or the Nazi state qualified itself as the opponent of Western social models. The current sustainable peace could only be attained when a bridge was established among the old foes. The EU's second target to establish another bridge which would surpass the Iron Curtain. The unification of Europe brought an end to the dangers posed on the whole continent at distance. The third bridge to be established would unite the East and West, and the secular Turkey would suit this bridge beautifully. Andrew Mango, biographer of Atatürk and leading Turkish expert, offers essential insight into Turkey of vast importance and interest poised on the cusp of change. In his latest book, The Turks Today, due out in September, Andrew Mango takes up the period starting from Atatürk's era to Turkey's current finance, the Recep Erdogan, Turkey's development process, the Southeast problem, Turkey's EU bid, and of course its future. Mango, who once said Turkey will become the giant of Europe in the second half of this century, said some people are of the view that it is only Nietzsche which shapes up Turkey's internal and external policies, but on the contrary, they are being shaped by political figures, since the military is only protecting the current order. A bit further up, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan follows the footsteps of Kemal Atatürk, but currently tries to translate Atatürk's motto, peace at home, peace in the world, into life, and his German foreign policy is based on this principle. Turkey was already a modern, secular, and changed society, so what did Atatürk really want? He wanted to raise Turkey to the level of contemporary civilizations and make contributions to it, so as Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan wants. He said he believes that Turkey has fulfilled the criteria, but if you want to look for more shortcomings, so you'll find so that those who think that way should scrutinize the other candidate countries' positions as well. Mango also said he was almost sure that the EU will give a start date to Turkey during the September summit. Unless it gives a date, this will stir up the waters in Turkey. But Turkey made progress on its road without the EU as well. If it is denied a date for the start of its accession talks, and if it continues with its reforms process, it may become a giant of Europe, and when this happens, Turkey will be the biggest country in whole of Europe when the population rates are concerned. Mango said further that if Turkey becomes a full EU member in 2015, Turkish people free circulation may be granted in 2022, a fact that should be known by everyone, he said. Well, that was all for this week, the European Union and Turkey. So until we meet next time, goodbye.